أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن. In the previous surah we read of the high position of the Sahaba al-Kiram, and that was because of the company sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a basic underlying factor which Allah had made manifest was the great adab they had from the very hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those adab that have to be had, Allah discusses in this surah, of which we have already discussed a few. And this respect and adab is absolutely essential, whether it is for one's parents, one's ustad, one's sheikh, or all the elders. And unfortunately, this is a great, great lacking quality amongst us, that we have compared with Western civilization, Western mindsets, we don't think anything of adab and respect. So this is very important. Further, what things result when there is bare adabi, when you don't respect one another. Another very important aspect Allah Ta'ala discusses, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ. Hey, iman walo, tatta na kare ek log dusro se. O people of iman, let not one group of you laugh at another group. Whether it's individuals, don't laugh at one another. This is one group, for example, Indians don't laugh about black people. Black people don't laugh about Indians, etc. And this is also has become very, very common, that we make a joke about other people. And our gatherings, our social gatherings, whenever we sit together and talk without to finding fault and looking down, belittling the other person, this one is like that, this one is like that. So much so, this has crept in the name of deen also, in the name of mashuras also. We are saying we are making mashura, but we are belittling somebody. We are talking bad about somebody. So Allah wants, and that also comes when a person hasn't got adab. Then he falls in this trap also. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum. What do you know that other person might be better than you? A beautiful example of this our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give, that is like a person who has got who's got cancer and is laughing at a person who's got a running nose. He says, look at that sick fowl, see how his nose running. But he doesn't realize he's got cancer. So when we laughing at somebody else, finding faults with others, we are involved in a very terrible sin, very terrible spiritual sin. And we are laughing at somebody else, one fault of his, which might not be so major, it may be just a minor, or we just thinking it is there, and we laughing. So this is one thing that we should not do. Don't look down one group of people over another, one person over another. And this is also very common in the family, husband and wife, that we find fault and we poke fun at one another, and we try and belittle the other person. This is not permissible. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ. And نَا عَرْتَ دُسْرِ عَرْتَ سَ. And a particular reference is made separately for women. Usually the Quran Sharif addresses the woman together with the man. But here it was made separate because this is a very common thing amongst women, that they like to find fault. Even in the family, this sister-in-law finds fault with that sister-in-law. This group of the family finds fault with that group of the family. In many of our families, we got groups also. It's all politics that has come into everything. And we find fault, we belittle, we mock, deride the other person. So particularly women also Allah has addressed. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ شَاهِدْ وَبِهْتَرْ هُوْ أُنْسَىٰ. It's very possible that who you are laughing at, they are more better than you. You are just thinking, in your thinking they got that fault. Or they might have that one weakness, but you have got much more weaknesses. You have got more faults. So Allah is warned seriously against that. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Or عَيْبْ نَا لَگَاؤْ اَيْكْ دُوسْرَكُمْ And do not find the faults of one another. This is also a thing very common, that we are actually looking for the faults of one another. We go behind one another to find out faults of one another. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ Or naam daalo chirani ko ek dusre se. And do not call names in order to hurt the feelings of that person. If somebody is famously known, like for example, Fatty, and he doesn't mind it also. And he also says, somebody asks him, who are you, so and so. And he says, I'm Fatty. But the person who doesn't like it, that the crippled one, the cockeyed one, the shorty, a person who doesn't like it, don't call. This is all because of lack of adab. We don't respect the person. We are hurting his feelings. And this breaks the very fabric of the home, of the society, of the community, of the nation also. So all these are things that to do with great adab. That don't call names, don't find faults of one another, don't speak bad and ill, don't belittle one another. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ تو وہی ہے بے انصاف. Those who become prey and who fall guilty to this, these are the wrongdoers. So don't fall into those things. And the basic thing is learn to have adab and respect. Then in the same strain, Allah Ta'ala warns of another very great serious thing. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ ایمان والو بچتے رہو بہت تحمتے کرنے سے. O people of Iman, protect yourself greatly from a false accusation, from accusing one another. This mind that works all the time, that it has, we have thoughts all the time. And we have positive thoughts also and negative thoughts also. Here reference is made to negative thoughts, that we are finding accusing one another. Well, as far as thoughts are concerned, one type of thoughts are faras. To have good thoughts about Allah, about His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Islam, Deen, Quran Sharif, everything. One is those thoughts which are wajib. That is, that what you think is correct, and for the person who is in that position, like a judge, all the evidence that has been laid, he can't be 100% sure that every witness has spoken the truth. But what he thinks is the correct, he is to follow that thought. Then like a person wants to make namaz, his qibla, he has got no compass, he's got no one to ask, he's somewhere. Then what thought comes to him, which is a greater thought, that the qibla is in this direction, he will have to act on that. Then there is those which are permissible. That if somebody you see openly he's doing wrong, now you can have the thought he's doing wrong, but you cannot act against it just on thoughts without having evidence. Yes, you can protect yourself that this person is like this, he behaves like this, he's doing these wrong things. So protect yourself, but you can't establish a firm thought and you can't level an accusation. Then there are haram thoughts, to think bad about other people. Those are totally haram. To go and look for the faults of other people. And also haram to think bad about those who are like regarded as the seniors, the ulama, the pious people, to have bad thoughts about them. And where you can have two types of thoughts. You see somebody going in his car with a woman. Now the thought comes, is it his wife or is it his girlfriend he's going with? Both type of thoughts, without proof, to think that negative, that is also haram for that. So all these negative thoughts, Allah has warned us. And this is also, we just get a thought, and there the phones go today. And on WhatsApp, the message is gone in the whole world. On the email, and we are posting it on Twitter, on various things, and just the thought. There is also all against adab, because we don't have adab. إِنَّ بَعْدَ ظَنِّ إِثْمٌ مُقَرَّرْ بَعْزِ تُحْمَدْ بُنَاهِ Some of these thoughts, yeah, they are sins, and they are major sins. Like that a person hasn't committed the sin with his hands, legs, or his tongue or anything, not with his eyes, but in his mind, his thought, there is a terrible sense. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ or نَتَتُولُ كِسِكَ. And don't go after the secrets of people. Many of us, we do that also. Where there is where it's justified. Like you can see, the wife is openly, my husband is involved with other women, etc., to check on his phone, there it will be. But just for no reason, you got no doubt. You are checking on her phone, she's checking on your phone, or people, one another, going after one another, trying to find the faults of one another. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا or bura na kaho peeche ek dusre ko, and do not backbite about one another. That is also a terrible thing, and unfortunately our society, our homes, and as Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has written, even the religious circles are not free of this. We get involved in all these sins, and they are all serious matters. يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ فِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ بھلا خوش لگتا ہے تم میں سے کسی کو کہ کھائے گوشت اپنے بھائی کا جو مردہ ہو سو گھن آتا ہے تم کو اس سے. Think for yourself, can you possibly eat the dead meat of your Muslim brother who has died? You hate, you can't even envisage the thought that you will eat even the meat, you forget cooked or uncooked, of your Muslim brother. When you are backbiting, that fault finding is like you are eating his meat. How you are disfiguring him, and how he looks after he has been eaten. This is what you are doing when you backbiting of your Muslim brother. Though you can't see it with your eyes, but this is you for finding faults in his body. It's like you are biting at him and you are eating him up. So how terrible is in that? And that also not a living person, a dead person. So this is how terrible backbiting is in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala warns seriously against that also. And this backbiting is also a thing that unfortunately we seem we can't live without it. And we justify it by saying, I'm not, we mustn't backbite. But we just, that but comes in and then we start off. وَدَّقُ اللَّهُ اور ڈرتے رہو اللہ سے. Fear Allah. Allah knows when you are backbiting. In the homes, we are sitting down to meals, we are discussing the neighbors, we are discussing the imam, what happened in the masjid today, we are discussing what happened at school, at work, etc. And not just discussing is alright, but we are backbiting about people. And we don't even think about it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And how beautifully Allah ends this. بِشَكْ Allah معاف کرنے والا مہربان ہے. That if you have been guilty of this, make tawbah, don't delay. And you will find Allah is merciful. And seek forgiveness. And if you have backbited about people, find out what is the ruling, whether you must go and ask for maafi from those people or not. If that person doesn't know, make isali sawab, dua and maghfirat for him. If he has come to know, then you'll have to go and ask him for maafi. And how it's not easy to go to somebody and tell him, please, I backbited about you, forgive me. So stay away from the sin, then you don't have to ask for forgiveness. So these are very, very important structures of society. And the basic of all this is adab and respect. And that we have to learn from people who have got adab and respect, otherwise we won't have this. And this is also a very important aspect of our deen and our lives.